Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America.
Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
And yes, we are. We're here chitty-chattying tonight with you on this program, Uncensored Radio Free America. And speaking of chitty-chatting, someone had called me the other day, and I didn't have a chance. I guess it was just yesterday. I didn't have a chance to check, but he said that old man Artie Wheeler had a stroke. And I know that Artie had several strokes a while ago, and minor ones, but I didn't know if anyone in our audience had heard about that. And I haven't had a chance to follow up on it myself. I will, hopefully, tomorrow. But in any event, if you know anything about it, you're welcome to call. And certainly keep Artie in your prayers. And hopefully that he has not had a serious one. But a lot of times people are having many, many strokes, so-called, as they call them. And so it's the time of the year when stress is very heavy, of course, on people as well, in general. But I was asking about Round Rock, Texas, and what made it so safe in this survey, if you will. And quite frankly, someone had called, and he mentioned the fact that he had an infraction or called off air having to do with taillights and something as minor as traffic safety and things of that. And he wondered if that made it safer. And quite frankly, he cast doubt upon that contention. I sort of, too. But, you know, safe from the police or safe from the criminal, I don't know. I mean, you know, with the mania today of alcohol-related deaths in my area, new legislation now being proposed that would make it very difficult for you to refuse to take a breathalyzer test. And I don't know how you feel about that. I have mixed emotions. I don't like drunk driving one iota. I don't like people who drive recklessly. And I hate people who drive recklessly because of alcohol. That I would throw the key away as far as I'm concerned. But can we prevent it? Can we do more to prevent it in terms of breathalyzer tests? Or are they just totally unconstitutional? You know, the way that the system is changing and the way people are jumping on bandwagons today to address a growing problem is something that scares me. And it is getting more Orwellian in police state like every day. And that's the thing that I think we have to worry about. We really have to worry about the police state 2006 coming. Each and every year, we're being told to give up more and more of our freedoms, God-given freedoms, for the sake of safety, for the sake of the greater good for the public. And, you know, this is the sort of thing that leads to total government, total tyranny. I don't like it. I don't think we need it for the most part. There are enough laws. When people violate the law, you make the law so intensely painful for them, you literally throw the book at them. You do something that takes the life of another person needlessly. There's a lot of that crap going on now. There's a lot of it. A lot of recklessness in everything. And I think it's pandemic. I just think that people today are so selfish, so cruel and despotic. They are so enamored with their own interests. They don't care about anything or anybody else. I mean, it's not everyone, no, but certainly a large degree of the public today has become that way. They just simply care only about their own gratification. And they don't care if it's a red light, a stop sign, a yield sign, or whether it's going 85 instead of 45. They just simply don't care. And I don't know of any law that's ever going to stop that. I really don't. I think it has to be the public changing its attitudes more than anything. All right, we got the break coming up, and I will speak to Doug once again. I want him to come back on and tell me about a number of things, including, if he will, what makes Round Rock, Texas so safe. All right, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, and the Paul Revere of Talk Radio will return.
For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankle. Additionally, my calves ache. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Rick Adams is back once again. I just mentioned this survey, of the so-called safest cities in America and the 10 least safe or most dangerous cities and how they determine that. Doug, you are back to elucidate me. Hello, Doug.
Hi, Rick.
Yeah.
Well, one thing makes Round Rock safe is because John Statmiller lives there and... The people that come to visit him all the time are, good patriots like myself. And we're well armed, and that keeps the riffraff, the scum out of that county, I believe. But
well, that helps account for part of it, Doug. But what about the rest of it?
They give you a death sentence for jaywalking, things like that.
I see.
They are ridiculous.
So people are living in fear in Round Rock of the law, not of the criminal, huh?
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's what my producer says.
Yeah. And I know Powell, he's...
An upstanding citizen?
Very upstanding.
Sort of.
Very upstanding young man.
Mm-hmm. Lori?
But my take on all this is, I didn't get a real good answer out of Larry Pratt, and I was sort of disappointed about.
What did you expect him to say on that? What did you want? What did you think he should have said?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Because I've thought about it for a year, and yeah. I don't have any explanation for it or anything. And
mm-hmm.
You know, I bought a... Well, my wife brings home a 45 and hands it to me and says,
yeah.
Oh, this... so-and-so sold me this for this much money. And I never asked for a gun. I'm a rifleman myself.
Uh-huh.
Right. But, you know, we don't have any... There's no documentation on this gun. What if it just killed two police officers last week and robbed three mm. liquor stores,
mm-hmm.
and you've got your little serial number here, and they come to my house, say, damn, you got this gun that just, you know, robbed two liquor stores and killed two cops.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you get it? Well, you see what I'm talking about, Rick?
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Confusing.
Well, you know what?
I mean, first of all, you're talking about buying without paperwork, essentially. Is that what you're talking
right.
about?
Right, right.
And that's the problem when you buy anything from any... It's just, you know, it's not even only guns. It's like electrical appliances and stuff. Now, you know, if you're on eBay and you list things and you list something that's electronic, now you've got people up there exempting themselves from any liability in the sale that somebody might get electrocuted or harmed. I mean, we have become that type of society, not just guns, but everything. In the case of guns, I understand it because it's a crime. People are involved in criminal acts, and... how can you prove that you weren't involved, or how did you get that gun? To me, is up to the law enforcement to prove it. They have to put the burden of proof not on you, but upon the state, the authorities, to determine any illegality on your part, right? Wouldn't you think so?
Well, what I think is not really relevant in this day and age. You know?
Yeah, I understand. I understand what you're talking about. And the way it should be and the way it is are two different things.
Right.
Mm.
I'm saying I bought this. At the, you know, and I actually encouraged my wife. I said, let's, you know, she bought a little 22 Ruger because I saw that, and it's a good-looking little Ruger.
Mm-hmm.
And I have brick after brick after brick of 22s that people have given me.
Right.
They're almost free, you know, they're $20 a brick, 1,000 rounds. And I said, oh, that's a nice-looking little Ruger, 22 Ruger. Let's get that. And she had to sit down and fill out. She bought that and filled out, you know, the little federal requirements. Because
mm-hmm.
it's a brand-new gun, and I thought, well, I can practice my little shooting with this. And then a few steps down the aisle, we saw the little 32, little nub nose 32, this and that. And that would fit in the purse real nice. And get that for you or your daughter and
mm-hmm.
a little gun. And they didn't want to give her anything, receipt, nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, well, you know, if these guys are... plants or something. What would
exactly.
keep them from stopping? As you're walking out the door, they can say, this lady just pocketed my gun.
And they have done that before.
This?
People have been set up and charged in
right.
other parts of the country. I don't think it's too common where you are in Texas as opposed to other more liberal jurisdictions, but the potential exists. I understand your question perfectly. I just don't have the answer. I really don't know. And I, all I can say is I wouldn't do it. But the thing is, you know, I wouldn't buy, and I know I could get into trouble for saying this, and I'm not going to say all of it, but I'm just going to say that if somebody has a registered gun or a gun that the authorities know about, it's not necessarily any safer than somebody having a gun that they bought from a private party without reporting it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, what I think is that the guns that I bought that I registered or put my name down for have all been stolen. They have all been stolen. And thieves probably, I don't know that they did, but they probably took them out and buried them somewhere on my property. I mean, I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying. You know, I don't know what happened to them.
Well, an overzealous prosecutor or law enforcement can charge people, can try to make life awful rough for you. But if you, you know, if you have any sense whatsoever, or you just have to, unfortunately, you have to go to bat for the rights of the individual under the system that we are supposed to have and don't have in this country, the rights of the accused. You know, law enforcement today is just that. Whoever said that we had law enforcement? Don't you remember the time when we called them peace officers?
Right.
Peace officers, not law enforcers.
And it said protect and serve on the side of the car.
Right, right. But to preserve the peace of the community, not to enforce these draconian laws. And that's what they've become. They've become law enforcers, you know, and then executors of the law. And now they, you know, with the ticket meters and the guns and the technology they have today, you know, they have become money raisers for the state, looking for any little infraction so they can gain money, you know, catching speeders and catching people going through red lights and all of that. It's out of hand. It's really out of hand, Doug. And I don't know, quite frankly, when it's going to stop, but it's got to stop. We have to keep fighting it, brother. That's all I can say. And thank you very much. Yes.
When you know, you get a little deal like that in gun show, and I'm just thinking about our government, since they're so proactive, could they have picked up a little? You know, could they have picked up this little gun and could have been involved in several, you know, murder or a liquor store robbery or whatever?
Right.
It's got his little serial number on there. And then all of a sudden they just come right over your house and pick you up and say, do you, you know, when did you get this firearm? How did you obtain it? Do you have a receipt for it? And, oh, by the way, you're charged with such and such and such and such.
Maybe you're better off just ditching it. It doesn't exist in your property, in your household anymore. You know what I'm saying? Do it that way.
Or I'll give it to John Statton, obviously.
Or you can give it to somebody who's planning on a suicide. All right. Hey, Doug, thank you for the thought, the stimulation. I appreciate it. Yes, thought stimulation, it's called, ladies and gentlemen. And when we come back, the Fuhrer will speak. We will hear from the Fuhrer. I am the law. Does that sound familiar? Sounds like George Bush to me. I decide who does what, when it's done, by whom, when it's done, how it's done, and where it's done, says George Bush. Now, there was a king by the same name, King George III, who sort of had the same proclivity. He also wanted to tell his colonists and his subjects that he would be in charge. Yes, he would be the one who was the law, and above the law, of course. Well, we are back to where we started several hundred years ago, I'm afraid. And when I come back, I want to talk to you. I want to speak about this memo and this memo having to do with torture, ladies and gentlemen, also having to do with the power of the presidency, the first branch of King George, rather than the third branch, if you will. Or the second. After all, the courts are the weakest. The president, second weakest, I believe. And the Congress, the least weak branch. But George Bush has it in reverse. All right, we'll talk about that and much more to come on Uncensored Radio Free America. You can jump aboard at 800-313-9443. We will return, God willing, in just about 3 minutes. Do you have trouble getting out of bed in the morning? Do you wish that you had more strength and energy throughout the day? Well, North American Urban Spice has the solution. Royal Power is an all-natural and stimulant-free answer to all of your energy needs. Get energy fast and make yourself powerful. Get Royal Power now. Call 1-800-243-5242 for more information. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
You say we're headed to war in Iraq. I don't know why you say that. I hope we're not headed to war in Iraq. I'm the person who gets to decide, not you.
There you go. He's your commander-in-chief, he says. He's our commander. He is our fearless dictator. And that's exactly what he's done. Yes, act as a dictator. I mean, Saddam Hussein didn't invade America, but this nation invaded Saddam Hussein's nation. Illegally and unconstitutionally. Well, you know, all of this stuff about coming out now, the material that's being exposed about torture and how bad it is or how good it is, depending on your point of view. We've got John McCain and we've got others who are decrying torture. But remember, we've got an Attorney General, Alberto Gonzalez, who said that it's good. At times, it's okay. Pat Buchanan has said at times torture can be a good thing. And we have a vice president, Mr. Cheney, who, of course, has attempted to induce Congress to remove the anti-torture amendment from the military appropriations bill that has floated about. So a couple of weeks ago, Cheney insisted that prohibiting torture, which the administration claims it doesn't practice, remember, would tie the president's hands. Isn't that something, huh? Recent autopsies, by the way, on 44 prisoners who died in U.S. custody in Iraq and Afghanistan produced reported causes of death such as strangulation, asphyxiation, and blunt force injuries. This indicates that approved forms of interrogation include methods best described as torture. How do you like that? Well, the approval of torturing enemy combatants finds its genesis, by the way, in this memo that I've referred to just a few moments ago that came from the Justice Department, John Ashcroft, remember? An assistant attorney general, a guy by the name of John C. Yu. Yu, Y-O-O. The Yu memorandum contends that the Constitution, get this now, vests the president with plenary authority as commander-in-chief and the sole organ of the nation in its foreign relations to use military force abroad. Congress, according to that memo, cannot place any limits on the president's determinations as to any terrorist threat, the amount of military force to be used in response, or the method, timing, and nature of the response. These decisions under our United States Constitution are for the president to make alone, said that memo. Now, everybody who studied anything at all about history, American history, U.S. constitutional history, knows that that is totally and completely unconstitutional. Totally unconstitutional. Congress has authority in all foreign matters, from the budget to aspects of appropriations to policies as well. Congress, and only Congress, can declare war, for instance. The president, he says he can declare war under the plenary powers memo. The president can, as you just heard, decide which and where and when and how and who will be attacked by the United States, from a man who never served in combat. In fact, was missing much of the time from his great military record. So, this is interesting. The plenary powers memo that came out in 2001. And it came out just shortly after 9/11. How fascinating, huh? How interesting, wouldn't you say? The use of waging war, the authority to use torture, constitutes a post facto vindication of the conduct of another George, King George III. And he said so in the 18th century, ladies and gentlemen. Fascinating, isn't it? One big leap backward, as they say. So George Bush says that he has the right to do all of these things. He and he alone, as president of the United States, can become dictator in the name of war, in the name of fighting the war on terror. My friends, anybody now who cannot see what we're discussing has to be blind, deaf, dumb, or totally inorganic at this point, non-living, right? Right. And that is my bone of contention with you. See, this is what America has descended into. A presidential dictatorship and even a judicial oligarchy dictatorship. And that's why men like Samuel Alito and Justice John G. Roberts have been chosen by George Bush. You know why? Because they believe in the imperial presidency. If you read their decisions over the years and their statements, but more importantly their decisions, and both of these men have some paper trail, then you'll find that in both cases, Roberts and Alito have given the federal government final word in these areas. They don't trust the individual. We'll be back with you and your calls in just a few moments. I'm Rick Adams.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Are we back? Yes, we are back, I'm told. So we've been talking about this plenary powers of the Justice Department memo. And then, one by one now, we see all of the rationales put forward by Bush and his great little coterie for the Iraq War have collapsed. Unbelievable. I mean, let's face it. Dick Cheney, the criminal that he is now, is trying to drum up a very odd and very, shall we say, tardy response to the congressional opposition now building from within the Congress and his own party. So Dick Cheney is in the most unenviable of positions to try to defend the indefensible. And this is exactly what he's doing with this war. But I want to review something. I want to tell you, as I told you and I told my local audience right from day one, 2 years ago, when I was on a radio station locally in Rhode Island, that as bad as Saddam Hussein's regime might have been, and it had to be pretty bad to be a friend of George Bush, put it that way, to be a friend of the United States. You've got to be pretty bad if you have George Bush as one of your associates and criminal masterminds. But as bad as it was, obviously, it never, never posed a threat to the United States, as George Bush claimed in January of 2001. Not just because of the lack of weapons of mass destruction. I don't care if he had all of the weapons of mass destruction. it still posed no threat to the United States. The last thing Saddam Hussein wanted to do was declare war on the United States, as if he could. On the contrary, though, one thing that the neocons and the Zionist Nazis in Israel and in Washington and in Great Britain wanted to do, the very first thing they wanted, was to declare war on Iraq through various phony excuses. You remember when George had the gall after 9/11, of course, to blame the government of the Taliban in Afghanistan and say because they had recognized this so-called Al Qaeda, and they recognized this little man with a beard who ate worms from cans in caves was a threat to the United States and supposedly commandeered planes which supposedly brought down buildings. We had to go to Afghanistan. That's the foothold. That's the foothold in the Middle East, said George Bush and Robert Kagan and Richard Pearl and Mr. Resnick and Paul Wolfowitz and Doug Fife or Fife or whatever his name is, Dulk Fife, and the Krauthammers. That was it. That was the powder keg. Well, that was nonsensical to begin with. Made no sense to go to Afghanistan. You know, even if Afghanistan was the only country under the Taliban that recognized so-called Al-Qaeda operatives. Made no sense. Would you bomb your own state simply because of a group of people who were connected to it? Had something to do with bombing another state? Of course not. Made no sense whatsoever. But then again, since when do you have to have sense to start a war? Go back to World War I and II. Then, by March of 2003, when the invasion began, there was still no evidence that Saddam Hussein possessed any weapons of mass destruction, let alone the huge arsenal that was really attributed to him, right? And yet, Bush again, and Dick Cheney again, repeatedly, over and over and over again, said that Saddam Hussein was this great big threat. He was a terrorist. He was a bad man. He was linked to 9/11. Without any evidence whatsoever. When, in fact, we know that the people who were linked to 9/11 came from our own government. This government. And it involves some of the same people who were involved in the massive cover-up and murder of the Oklahoma City bombing. These are the criminals. All of them. And then Sean Hannity, one of George Bush's minions in the media, digested that same argument into an incessantly repeated soundbite. The world is better off with Saddam Hussein out of power. Empty slogans, cliches, bumper sticker quotes, which made no sense. 800-313-9443 is my number. Right here to get in touch with me, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, on rbnlive.com. And we will take Sarah now in Austin. Hello, Sarah.
Hello, Mr. Adams.
Call me Rick, please.
Okay, Mr. Rick Adams. you guys are marvelous. Every single one of your shows is enthralling.
Well, thank you. And I didn't even pay you to say that. You're real. You are one smart young lady.
Well, I guess it takes one to know one, perhaps. Yes, sir. I got a degree in journalism. I haven't done very much with it. Mm-hmm. From the University of Texas at Austin. Mm-hmm. I just had a quote and some praise, first of all, mm-hmm. for how magnificently brave you guys are, and girls, and guys.
Well, thank you.
And I have a quote, if it's okay.
Of course it is.
Yeah, well, thank you. I'm kind of trepidatious because I know about the media because, well, blah, blah, blah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. This is a film, it was The Little Foxes,
mm-hmm.
and is a quote that was said to Teresa, one of the young ladies
mm-hmm.
in the film, one of my mother's favorite actresses, I think, or actors, if you're on the East Coast and here. If you're progressive, sometimes you'd like to say actors for everybody, but, you know, what the heck.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the quote is, to her, they said, "There are those that eat the earth, and then there are two kinds of people, maybe, I think, I'm sorry, pardon me. There are those mm-hmm. that eat the earth,
mm-hmm.
and then there are the other ones that sit around and watch them do that."
Mm.
And I don't want to be one that sits around and watches people eat the earth.
Yes.
And you all have been a beacon, and the Radio Avengers. And I went to Patrick Henry Junior High, Elementary School, sorry, in Arlington, Virginia. At the time, I didn't realize how important the words were from our founding fathers. And he said at one time, "Why sit we here idle?" And
mm-hmm.
I just think you all are marvelous and magnificent, all of you. All of your shows, I've written sheets and sheets and sheets. I can't find them. They're mm-hmm. piled up, you know, halfway to the ceiling. But action speaks louder than words.
Oh, absolutely. And
you're marvelous.
Well, thank you. What did you do with your degree now in journalism? I'm curious.
Nada.
Good. I shouldn't say that because,
I got married.
Oh, you did?
And then I got mm-hmm. divorced.
Sorry.
No, but you see, we tried with Earth First. Yay!
Yeah.
But, you know, yes, sir. And I just want to give a howdy and a shout out to you guys, all of you. And howdy to Sheffield and our visitors that came to our fair city in Austin.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think you're marvelous. And I wish that I could be like you and listen. You're a really good host, sponsor, because you actually listen, and mm-hmm. that's so difficult.
Well, sometimes it's difficult. Sometimes, sometimes it's not. But, you know, we try the best we can because we try to, keep the flow of discussion going and keep things. You never know, you know, what people want to talk about too sometimes, and you know, around the holiday season sometimes you wonder, but you know, there are people listening that can't call, and yet you know, we try to talk about a variety of things. But one thing I know is that it's like a flea market. You know, you've been to flea markets, right?
Marginally.
Well, you know, if you've ever sold at one, right? If you've ever sold, Sarah. And you know what the story is. You think that people will buy one thing, and they don't. And then the thing that you don't think anybody has any interest in is what they want. So it's like it's hard to predict what will go over sometimes and what will not. But in my case, it doesn't matter since I can talk forever, as you know.
You're just marvelous. You're my beacon of light.
Well,
like a flood of darkness.
I appreciate that, and I thank you so much for your compliment. I hope
Thanks.
You will call again, Sarah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. That was nice. Yeah, I appreciate that. We all do here at RBN. And, you know, it's difficult running a network, running a facility like this. I wouldn't want to be doing it in John Statmiller's shoes. You got to worry about paying the bills, and you got to worry about keeping things flowing, and you can't please everybody. You can't always do what people want you to do, you know? No matter what you do, you're always going to have somebody who's not going to agree with you. So it's difficult. It is very difficult, and I, for one, wouldn't want to be at the helm, because it is tough. But here we are, and here I am, and tomorrow I'll be with my co-host, Scott Smith, taping three cable TV shows. Three of them. And then we'll be back on the air tomorrow night here, God willing. And we will do it. We will do it. But there's a lot to talk about. Time is of the essence. And time is going by very quickly. I was talking about the unnecessary war. What war really is necessary when you come right down to it? There is absolutely no need for this nation to be involved in foreign affairs. Not in military foreign affairs. But again, it comes down to people that are the arms merchants, the people that are the banking merchants, if you will. War is profitable. War is very profitable for those that lend the money to pay off the deficits that war creates. It's very simple. Why is it difficult for people to understand? Because these thinking, lying politicians wave the flag every time they send young people off to war and say it's all for good. It's all about freedom. It's all about democracy. It's all about Americanism. And that's all you have to do. That's why the neocons planned this war a decade before it actually started. Here they were talking about going to war in Iraq, but they needed a pretext. They needed a 9/11. So who do you think pulled 9/11? The Iranians? No. The Afghanis? No. The Iraqis? No. Palestinians? No. The Arabs? No. Al-Qaeda? Yeah. Al-Qaeda? Yeah. Who runs Al-Qaeda? Who sets it up? Who sets up the cells? Take a guess. Whose interests are served? Let's take a genius to figure that out. All right, let's take another call. 800-313-9443. Dylan in Texas. Hi.
Howdy, Rick. How you doing tonight?
Very well with you, sir. Thank you.
Really glad you're on the air and really glad RBN's there for us.
Yes.
Yeah, I was wondering if I could share just a tidbit from a good old general from the Revolutionary War who became president.
Yes.
George Washington's farewell address. Can I just share a tiny bit?
Of course you can. Yes, go ahead.
They're talking about our countrymen here. This is called, point 13 of the address. Mm-hmm. They will avoid the necessity of those overgrown military establishments which under any form of government are inauspicious to liberty and which are to be regarded as particularly hostile to Republican liberty.
Mm-hmm.
In this sense, it is that your union ought to be considered as a main prop of your liberty and that the love of one ought to endear to you the preservation of the other. And he goes on in points 17 and 18 here. All obstructions to the execution of the laws, all combinations and associations under whatever plausible character, with the real design to direct, control, counteract, or all the regular deliberation and action of the constituted authorities, are destructive of this fundamental principle and a fatal tendency. They serve to organize faction, to give it an artificial and extraordinary force to put in the place of the delegated will of the nation, the will of a party. Often a small but artful and enterprising minority of the community, and according to the alternate triumphs of different parties, to make the public administration the mirror of the ill-concerted and incongruous projects of faction, rather than the organ of consistent and wholesome plans digested by common councils and modified by mutual interests. However, combinations or associations of the above description may now and then answer popular ends, they are likely, in the course of time and things, to become potent engines by which cunning, ambitious, and unprincipled men will be enabled to subvert the power of the people and to usurp for themselves the reins of government, destroying afterwards the very engines which have lifted them to unjust dominion. And I think back then he was talking about the present administration we have today.
Boy, what foresight. Yeah. And you know, the words, the verbiage is so beautiful and so intelligent. I doubt that very many members of Congress today could even understand those words, let alone, put them to pen, put them to paper, put them on video. I mean, that's eloquence beyond anything that I've heard in recent years, believe me.
Yeah, I was just recently turned on to this Washington's address. I really hadn't studied it before, and golly, wish we had a president not like that now, or head general.
It's almost impossible, if not impossible, Dylan, to get in the White House today an honest broker, an honest individual, a man of morals, conviction. You know, the whole process is so corrupt.
The process is corrupt, and
yeah,
all the people in the power in those
sure
places, the administration are corrupt. But it's, the big problem is that people are placing the office of president where they should be placing the Holy Savior, Jesus Christ. That's really the big problem.
They put him last and Satan first, my friend, every
time. That's right.
Thank
you,
Dylan. Thank you. God bless you, too. We'll be back with more of Uncensored Radio. Free America, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. We'll be back.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that is sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia, Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and how they meet the demands of a busy day in a natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.gethealthyoncoffee.com or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. Again, that is 888-784-0718.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
That's the first sensible thing I've heard all evening.
Yeah, thank you, thank you. Anyway, we're back now to sum up, and if you got a quick comment or question, you may do so. Dial up at 800-313-9443. And I just couldn't help, once again, to get on the bandwagon of this, not from a political, stupid politician's point of view. All of the Democrats now, all of the war heroes, all of the, you know, the great congressmen from the Democrat Party, the Republican Party. I don't care what they say. That means nothing. They mean nothing to me because they're all posturers. It's what I think is right and wrong, based on the facts that we have, that we should determine the issues here of which we speak. And you know that in this whole plethora of Dick Cheney and George Bush's lies, not to mention Donald Rumsfeld and Condoleezza Rice, all of them liars, proven liars, especially going back to 9/11 memos with Condi, you know, the one thing that no one can deny anymore is the proposal that came about in 2003 before the war. It was revealed by Sheikh Zayed's son, I believe, during an interview aired on Al Arabiya television. And that was confirmed by a top United States government official. It was an anonymous official that said, indeed, the initiative existed to exile Saddam Hussein and his entire family with guarantees against prosecution in return for letting the Arab League and UN run Iraq until elections could be held in 6 months. Now, the last thing George Bush wanted was to exile or remove Saddam Hussein. What he wanted, what he got, was an illegal occupation, a land grab, an oil grab of Saddam Hussein's nation. You understand? That's what he got. And that's what he sought. So lies upon lies upon lies upon lies upon lies. That's all we've had from this administration. And the thing is, they have the audacity and the gall to shoot back because that's all they can do and attempt to deflect attention, rear guard action. Why? Because liars constantly lie. They cannot tell the truth. And ladies and gentlemen, that's what we're dealing with. Jesus Christ himself. Himself, through his word and his disciples, said repeatedly, who will be in the lake of fire on that day of judgment? All liars. All liars will descend into the lake of fire, ladies and gentlemen, on judgment day. That lake of fire is a real physical lake. Make no mistake about it. It's there. On Judgment Day. All liars, George Bush included, if they do not repent, shall find themselves in that lake of fire. No honest person can be a liar. Certainly not on this grand scale. But no liar can be accepted into the kingdom of God. Period. Well, that's just about it for me tonight. Great show. Thank you all. And I appreciate your listenership and those of you who call in. Tomorrow night, back again, God willing, at 8 o'clock Central. A surprise guest, maybe, so stay tuned. Don't miss it. RBNLive.com. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, saying good night and God bless.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to RBN, The Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN.